Good morning, and thank you for hanging around for these late morning presentations, because usually everybody's running to the airport. But you've heard a little bit about coverage and access, and now I'm going to just talk a little bit about hospital quality as it relates to a few specific disease states. And I don't have anything to disclose. We're pretty open book about what we do. And this is just an agenda of some of the things I'm going to cover that, in my brief time with you this morning: an introduction, this purpose study, methods, results, and conclusion, limitations, some limitations we had in our study. But you know, basically what we wanted to do was kind of look at inpatient care quality as it relates to urban and rural hospitals. And what we were looking at specifically, as we did some literature reviews, we found that there is a significant difference in inpatient care quality between rural and urban hospitals. And basically what we found was rural hospitals have low adherence to evidence-based guidelines and processes, quality measures such as acute myocardial infarction, but really they're not using that terminology anymore, so I won't use it for the rest of the presentation. Basically, I'm going to say heart attack and heart failure. And then hospital quality indicators for acute, for heart attack and heart failure and pneumonia show significant difference between urban and acute care and rural hospitals. As it relates to critical access hospitals, in most instances, the differences favor urban hospitals. And I don't think that was too much of an aha moment. We kind of figured that we would find something similar to that. But hospital characteristics do play a significant role in quality of inpatient care. Well, we found that non-teaching hospitals treating high percentage of Medicaid patients had lower adherence to quality indicators that may be the result in lower quality in patient outcomes. And we also identified that hospital care quality are significantly better for accredited than non-accredited rural critical access hospitals for acute, for heart attack, heart failure, and pneumonia, and surgical infections. So the findings suggest that hospital characteristics play a role in differences in inpatient care between rural and urban hospitals, and that urban hospitals in general rated higher on quality care indicators than rural hospitals. The purpose of the study was to examine those differences, and we did look at the three disease states, heart attack, heart failure, and pneumonia, and to determine the role of hospital characteristics in rural urban differences in hospital care quality. The data that we collected, hospital quality, were assessed using 2010 CMS hospital compare data. The data for morbidity and readmissions measures covered 36 months between July 2006 and June 2009. The risk-adjusted 30-day mortality and readmission measures are produced from Medicare claims and enrollment data. The hospital characteristics were re-examined by using the American Hospitals Association's annual survey data from 2003, so it was a little bit dated, those particular data. But you know what we did find, that they weren't that clean either. We thought that we would actually have a cleaner database, but when we looked at the American Hospitals data, each one of those hospitals have unique identifiers for each hospital type, and when we started to look at those, we found that there were multiple unique identifiers for the same hospital. So when we started looking through, we see a hospital that was rated at 500 beds, one place, 150 beds, another place, and so, you know, it wasn't the cleanest data in the world, but, you know, that's one of the limitations. Our methods were classified rural hospitals if located in rural areas, or urban hospitals if located in urban areas, using the 2003 urban, rural-urban continuum codes, RUCCs, developed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Services. We actually had a sample of 3,301 eligible hospitals, and we actually had the in the American Hospital Association's data, there's about 5,000 hospitals. We had to limit some, and we took some of those out of the study, specifically as it related to some of the territories like Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Guam. A dependent variable were risk-adjusted 30-day mortality and 30-day readmissions rates for heart attack. The risk-adjusted 30-day mortality and 30-day readmission rate for heart failure, and the risk-adjusted 30-day mortality and 30-day readmission rate for pneumonia. Oops. Our measurement, the independent variable of interest was the place of hospitals, whether they be rural or urban. The covariates were the proprietary status measured by the type of ownership, whether they were government, not-for-profit, or for-profit hospitals. The number of beds were less than 100, 100 to 499, and 500 and above for large hospitals. Our covariates were percentage of Medicaid discharge, total facility Medicaid inpatient discharges over the total facility admissions. Teaching status measured by if the hospital is a member of the Council of Teaching Hospitals of Association of American Medical Colleges, and that was just a yes or no. Medicaid certification by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the number of Medicaid patients treated for each outcome measure. The analysis, with the fewer than 25% reported hospitals that didn't have 25 or more beds were excluded from the study due to concerns over the calculated rates may not adequately reflect the hospital's performance. The bivariate analysis were conducted to examine the differences between hospital characteristics by rural and urban hospitals. A series of general linear regression models were used, and I'll talk a little bit about those and show you what how they were significant. There were two outcome measures and three clinical conditions. Again, those were heart attack, heart failure, and pneumonia. The significant hospital characteristic variables identified in the bivariate analysis were added to each GLM model one at a time to examine their role in the urban rural differences in hospital quality. And this slide just kind of gives you an idea of the characteristics of the hospitals that I already mentioned. And you can see that as you look at those, you can see what we were looking at as the number of beds and the proprietary status, you know, whether they be for-profit, not-for-profit, government, and the payer mixes. This slide kind of gives you the rural-urban differences and the risk-adjusted 30-day mortality rate for heart attack, heart failure, and pneumonia. And you can see the difference. The dark blue box is rural and the gold box is urban. This one is looking at just pneumonia. And you can see that there was no difference in heart attack or pneumonia, but there was a slight difference between the rural and urban as it relates to heart failure. This kind of talks a little bit about for heart attack. It gives you the differences urban versus rural, and it gives you the significance in the step models that we use as we started to inject different circumstances in each model. You can see that they were significant all the way across through model one through model five. This one dealt with heart failure, and again, it followed the heart attack, and you can see that there was significant difference between urban and rural as you looked. And then we looked at actually the size of hospitals. That was not significant. If we went down and looked at the government versus not-for-profit and added that into the model, it wasn't significant. But there was a significant difference as it related to Medicare patients. And again, this one is dealing with pneumonia. Now, this was an aha slide for us because when we started to look at the differences between urban and rural, but then we added the proprietary status and we looked at government versus not-for-profit, we found that between not-for-profit hospitals and government hospitals, there was a significant difference. Basically kind of indicating that not-for-profit hospitals did a little bit better than the government hospitals and as it related to that particular disease state. And our conclusions, the place of hospitals is a significant and consistent predictor in hospital outcomes of quality. I don't think that that was a surprise to us or anybody else. We looked at the fact that most of the time, rural hospitals don't have the access to technology and the highest quality of interventions that could be used, and therefore they are at a disadvantage related to urban hospitals that are more capitated, have more capital to invest in technology that could actually take care of people. From 2006 to 2009, the risk-adjusted 30-day mortality rates for heart attack, heart failure, and pneumonia were significantly higher in rural hospitals compared to urban hospitals. And in conclusion, the hospital characteristics such as the number of beds, teaching status, percentage of Medicaid do not seem to play a significant role. Those weren't the most significant things, but hospital ownership is a significant predictor in hospital mortality rates on all three clinical conditions. Ownership is also a significant predictor for hospital readmission rates for heart failure, and again, for not-for-profits having a higher rate of compared to not-for-profit hospitals. Now, we did have some limitations in the study, and basically this slide kind of identifies what some of those limitations are. And, we had some problems with the AHA data. We are hoping that the new data that we can get from the latest report that they have is a little bit cleaner and will help us come up with some. This is a work in progress. We have not published the results of this study yet. We still have a little bit more work that we want to do. But it is a little bit telling as it relates to some of the things that we found. And hospitals nested in rural and urban areas factors external to hospitals, such as SES, distance to the closest hospital, et cetera, could be a factor. Quality of hospital care provided to three clinic conditions. In our study, unfortunately, due to limitations of the data, these factors were not included specifically into the study. So, I know I ran through this pretty quickly, but in 15 minutes, we could talk a lot longer about this, but in 15 minutes, I just wanted to kind of give you the highlights of some of the things we found. And thank you for your attention and your time.